Marley, M-A-R-L-E-Y, Koch, K-O-T-C-H, 10878. Chief complaint, rib pain, left side. Number one, tiredness. Number two, history of palpitations. Number three, history of strong family history of breast cancer. Number four, arm pain, eczema's leg pain, eczema's vertigo. Our patient, and anxiety. Eczema's our patient is a 44-year-old woman, married, teacher, two children, 12 and 15 girls. Occasional ETOH, no smoking, no drug use on her period. Currently comes in today with rib pain on her left side, which comes and goes. Her problem started in 2010, where she had what proteinuria, saw a nephrologist. Then she developed this pain off and on over her ribs, over her neck. These appeared to be musculoskeletal. Fibromyalgia was mentioned, but she was never treated because they do get better. They get better with exercise, which is actually a hallmark treatment for fibromyalgia. She also suffers from anxiety and is on Wellbutrin and Lexapro, 300 milligram and 10 milligram. As well, period. In the paragraph, she's not anxiety and depression. It's pretty well controlled. She's not suicidal. Last surgery, C-section times 2. COVID immunization, up-to-date medication. Wellbutrin 300 milligram once a day. Lexapro 10 milligram. Medical problems, anxiety, depression, possible fibromyalgia. Social as above. Family history, mom's alive with breast cancer, had bilateral mastectomy at age 47. Patient has had gene workup, and she does not have the positive genes for breast cancer. Dad's alive with prostate cancer. Patient maintenance, she's been getting mammograms on a regular basis. Allergy, none. She has a large, she's awake, she's in no distress. She weighs 149 pounds. That hasn't changed much. 98%, 98.2, 16, 102, 138 over 80. Heart positive, small positive, which the lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Next show, JVD, skin shows no rash. Or mucosal with that lesion, logical non-focal. Assessment number one, rib pain. Number two, muscle pain. Number three, fatigue. Number four, I'm going to draw CBC, CMP, TSH, monospot, hemoglobin A1C, B12, as well as Lyme's titer, ANA, cedrate, C-reactive protein, and RA. Next number, we talked about fibromyalgia, which rings a bell. Next number is she's going to start exercising because that's what helped her most last time. Next number, we talked about low-dose Flexeril and or Lyrica at a later date. Next number, we did an ultrasound of her abdomen, which was completely within normal limits. We looked at her carotid, which was also normal. We looked at her cardiac echocardiogram, which was normal. Her neck shows no lymphadenopathy. Thyroid looked normal with no nodules or abnormalities. Soft tissue in the abdomen didn't show any abnormality. She's felt some lipomas before. And also soft tissue over her ribs did not show any abnormality, period. And the paragraph findings were discussed with patient at length. I'm not giving her any medication today until we get the blood work, and I will call her with the results. Thank you.